It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you got into my head with that.
I apparently got into, I told you there was a fireman, I think his name was Ernie. No, not a fireman, a mailman, whose name was Ernie, who said, I just spent 8 hours delivering mail singing that song to myself. Thanks a lot. I said, if it's any consolation, I can't get it out of my head either. And you just got a text from a couple?
Yes. So Briscoe from Orlando texts in and says, we drove to evacuate Hurricane Milton, so my wife listened to the show for the first time. Now she can't stop singing, I've done it. Well, you know, let's
yes,
just have Joe say it. But the best part, she has no idea who Malzy is, but of course she knows who Bob is.
Can you treat Bob to the juxtaposed version? I don't think he's heard this. This is you and I singing, and he mixed this together,
Bob. Mixed, what do you call those things?
I don't know. A mixtape?
No.
Here we go.
No, not a mixtape.
There's a word for it. We're not cool enough now.
We sound great, Bob. That's Simon and Garfunkel stuff right there.
But we didn't know we were going to mix together, so maybe we should do a live with a live mix.
I think at some point.
Do that right now?
Yeah. Okay. A one, a two. And do you want to be Simon or Garfunkel? Would you like to, as we harmonize here, would you like to go high or low?
I can't go high. I'll be.
Forever. I'll go medium then. Okay. You go low.
Okay.
A one, a two, and a three.
I've done everything for Malzy and nothing for me.
That's pretty good.
That was very good. I think Rick Springfield will be proud.
Bob, you didn't hear this? We've contacted Springfield's people for him either to come in here and judge our efforts or for him to include Malzy's name during the concert. Do you think that's possible? It's at Rivers Casino, right?
Well, I remember.
Yes.
When Tim Stevens put together the song, I want to be in Crinkulin. People were singing that song too. The power of your singing here, Joe, is catching on.
I think it is. And I got a, you know how City Limits and I went out to Pitt to try and return Olivia Babcock's
serve.
Yeah,
very nicely done, by the way. Very nicely
done. This is leading to On the Road.
By the way, Austin, do you play? Because you look like you had a little game in you.
Volleyball, yes. I played in high school and I played in grade school before that, 7 years.
Okay. Well, Joe, you showed.
In grade school?
Yeah, middle school
you
volleyball.
You need to point that out.
Well, I don't know.
Joe,
I played volleyball when I was 3.
Yeah, but I also thought that while you were first intimidated, you at least got to the point where you would receive that 90-mile-an-hour serve, whatever.
Right.
Intimidated.
Point being.
Well, I would.
He was intimidated.
I'm on Coumadin. If I get hit with one of those things, I'll bleed. I don't want to do that.
You see the first ball that was served at him? He just didn't move and said, that was a good serve.
Yeah,
it was just right there.
What was the final score, big boy, in serves returned?
Well, I had a couple.
1-1.
Was it?
One's
correct.
Here's the point, Bob.
1.5, I think Joe had 0.5.
Okay, you're right about that.
Yeah.
Is On the Road with Austin and Joe is now a full-fledged segment. We've been invited to Duquesne for a game of horse against one of their good women players.
Yeah,
right?
Megan McConnell from Char Valley.
Megan McConnell, of course.
Well, you'll
We've been invited to IUP for some rugby.
Oh, don't do that.
And perhaps most prominently, I believe it was the Pittsburgh Playhouse that contacted the station. I have to get back to this woman today.
Yes.
And I've been invited to sing on stage with them. If I bring you, will you do that with me?
Yes.
Isn't that a Point Park production or am I wrong?
Yes, it is a Point Park.
Didn't your daughter go to Point Park?
I did too.
You did.
Both of
them. And she sings and stuff, right?
Yeah, they. Yeah, but I would do that. I would like that because that's more up my alley as opposed to going into a rugby scrum. I don't think you'll survive that, by the way.
Well, I don't think that's what we're doing.
Well, I don't know that we're going
to. No, if you're going to do it, you have to go into a rugby scrum. You have to take a wireless mic in there.
I guess we would. That would be unbelievable.
I want to see what goes on in the bottom of those things and what kind of talk and how the breath is on some of those people.
Trash talk. Yeah, rugby trash talk.
What goes on in the bottom of those piles?
Yeah, eat an onion before you play, and then you go in there and you start breathing on someone with onions. Oh,
I'll tell you who would be good at rugby is Najee Harris. He ran maniacally yesterday. Yeah, basically, he's playing rugby half the time. He seeks contact. He wrecks people.
He really does.
I love his running style. However, big picture with Najee, I don't think it was a good pick. I don't. And everybody, see, people are like me with his style. They love it. And then they get mad when you critique him or talk factual, Bob. And the fact of the matter is, he's more of a singles hitter than anything else. And I love the fact that he hit a couple doubles yesterday. He looked great. I think it was the best game of his career based on number of carries and impact and just how he looked. But it doesn't take away the fact that the previous two games, he had 27 carries for 61 yards. That's almost hard to do. So I feel like I can both love this guy's running style and demeanor and intensity, and yet step back from that and say, okay, he probably wasn't a great first-round pick. I could probably get a lot of guys to approximate his production, let's be honest. He's still averaging less than 4 yards a carry this season. I think all of that is true, but I think some of it came to a head in his post-game media scrum, at least in terms of him believing that he's not appreciated for what he does. Thoughts?
Yeah, I don't like that kind of position to take on a day where you are the star of the game and you had the game-changing 36-yard touchdown. I do think it was directed more at the media for some of the things that have been written.
What position to take? Whose position?
Well,
his?
He sounded combative, you know? I'm not a big believer that at that point you got to be combative and overanalyze what the question. They're simple questions, really. And they're not intended to do anything but get the answer. And you can handle it any way you want. You can be combative on the football field. I don't think you have to carry that into the post-game interview. And I think it was directed at the media because he perceives that those numbers, which is why he made the point that this is an 11-man effort. You guys want to focus on my numbers, but it takes 11 men to do it. That's the point he was trying to make in a roundabout way, that don't always look at my numbers and say it's just because of me. However, if you look at Jaylen Warren's yards per carry average over the last couple of years, they are better than his with the same offensive line and the same 11 men doing the work. So there is something there. I don't think he hits the hole as quickly as he needs to. I give him this. He is the hardest dude to bring down in the NFL, and he's better with fewer carries, I think. Mike Tomlin has seen this too. He's always the one bell the running back who gets all the work.
Yeah.
So the wheels come off, right?
Yeah.
And then he was always going to use that with Najee Harris until he didn't have to. And then it made both better. It was the thunder-lightning approach to their running game, which I think is very good. Najee Harris is very good when he is not carrying the ball 30 times. He's better when, which you saw yesterday, 14 carries. And when Justin Fields isn't in there, his 11 would go to Jaylen Warren. They're a better combination. So, to me, you know, he gets annoyed with people looking at his run. But the ultimate thing that he should be upset about is the fact that the Steelers chose not to pick up
exactly.
his option.
Exactly.
And when the Steelers don't pick up his option, that's telling him that they don't see enough in his game. It's not the media saying it.
Right.
They said it.
That's the thing that makes me laugh when he goes back at the media and then all the fans jump in. And it's always the first refuge of excuse for people, no matter the topic. It's the media's fault. If he's going to be mad at anybody, why isn't he mad at the franchise that spoke louder in criticism of him through their actions than anybody else could with their words? They didn't offer him a fifth year. They told the world what they think of him as a running back. Not good enough for a fifth year. I suppose they could change their mind, but that's the situation right now. So if Najee Harris should be mad at anybody, and speaking out against anybody, it should be his own team, which has him out there on the field running like he did yesterday, risking life and limb for nothing. He's got nothing beyond this year. No money guaranteed at all. Now, maybe he likes it that way. He can go out as a free agent. I don't know. What I know is that his team told him by their actions, we're not going to give you a fifth year. We don't think what you've done merits a fifth year.
But his action would define what money he's going to get wherever it may be next year. And I think
if he survives the year,
yes. One thing about him, he's fairly durable. In fact, very durable, and he doesn't fumble. And in those rugby scrum types of runs that you see, those guys are doing what TJ Watt's successful in doing. But they're trying to grab, pull, punch, get that ball out at any time, and they can't do it with Najee Harris. He is one of the most reliable running backs in the NFL. That's also very good in his favor.
Yeah, I would agree. He had a great game yesterday. He was coming off two games where he had 27 carries for 61 yards. In his playoff career, two games, 24 carries for 63 yards. He was averaging 3.3 yards per carry going into this game. And if the question is, hey, you look like you got out of the gates a little bit in this game, that's different. Well, that's a fair question. Like, what led to that? That's a fair question. The longest run of his NFL career is 37 yards. First 3 years of his college career, 350 carries, it was 35 yards. Then he had a 53-yarder his final year at Alabama. He's just not a breakaway guy, and that's a big deal. That separates you from other people in the NFL. It just does. And I love the way that he leaves his heart and soul on the field, and I think he should be more involved in the pass game as almost a wide receiver type, like splitting him out and letting him run routes. That's how good I think he is in the receiving game, and I don't think they give him enough of a chance to do that. I think all of that is true, but let's take a listen. Because a lot of people reacted when our very own Josh Rountree said this was an uncomfortable news conference. A lot of people reacted, and a lot wanted to blame the questioners, and maybe there is blame there. Let's listen for yourselves, listen to Najee's answers, and we'll talk about it. 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's take a listen to some of those questions and answers, and then we'll talk about them one at a time here. Go ahead, Limits.
When you're running towards the end zone there, do you have like a yard line where you kind of know, okay, I can dive from here? Is it all just feel? You only made it by a couple of inches. That was pretty impressive.
You saying, do I have like a certain?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, guy goes up for a dunk. He knows, like, well, I can make it from the foul line or wherever. I'm not. Do you have a spot where you know you can get to the goal?
How do you know that? You don't know that. I think that everybody believes, whenever I believe they can do something, they can do it. You know what I mean? It doesn't care what people say or what they think is normal. Like, if I say I want to jump from the free throw line like Michael Jordan did, you could jump from the free throw line. I don't put no type of restraints on what I can do because I know what I can do. You know what I mean? I don't really care what other people say or think. You know, so when I had the opportunity, I just took it. And I know I don't care if I was however far away. I know I could make it when I really believe in myself. So, I mean, to answer your question, like, no.
So, again,
it was a simple question,
right? He answers that the way he runs, which I love that the guy is just oozing with intensity and combativeness because that's the way he runs. On the other hand, I thought it was actually a fun question. And I think it was Alan Saunders who asked it at the end of the first part of it, said that was pretty impressive. And it immediately became an issue. Like, to me, it's just a fun question. Like, yeah, I could probably take off from the 20 if I wanted to.
It's a simple question to answer. It's a complimentary question.
Right. And I'd be curious. Like that was as long a dive for a touchdown as you'll ever see. He dove from the 5, Bob. It was unbelievable that he got in on that. It was great.
You know,
it was fun.
I was really worried that what could happen there is that ball comes out and goes into the end zone and it's a touchback. As soon as he did that, I'm thinking split second, like, oh, we've seen this before. And again, it's a great effort play. Would I, you know, I wouldn't look at it and say, okay, this is a mistake. I mean, he tried to do something good. But the problem with that kind of play is that ball, if it does not hit the pylon and it goes into the end zone and out of the end zone, it is.
I know, but you're living in your fears at that point.
I'm just saying, when I saw it, that's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, I suppose it could have been asked a little shorter, like, Najee, that was unbelievable that you dived from the five. Is that, could you go even further if you wanted to? It's just fun. And it should lend itself to a fun answer, I guess. But sometimes, you know, you are who you are. And that, I don't think that's a bad thing with Najee, necessarily. It's been
a After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, he's clearly a highly intense person. It's 10 minutes after the game, and he's probably still in that mode. I actually kind of enjoyed the whole thing, Bob. It was just, it seems like it would be easier to answer it in a different way and that you do yourself a favor in terms of perception by answering a lot of questions for him in different ways. But he doesn't care. So credit to him for that. He doesn't give a damn about perception.
Well, then don't complain when the media comes down on you for certain things then. You know, I mean, you make it easier on yourself by just saying, you know, and have fun. That is a complimentary question.
You soared
through the air to get to the, what is your limit, essentially? Why is that perceived as something? It shouldn't be.
Yeah, because he's in that mode, I would say. He's in game mode still. But yeah, I didn't think that the whole thing is just, it's sort of fun and comical to me. I just think you make it easier on yourself in general when you lighten up a little bit. And I would say that, again, if he's going to be mad at somebody questioning, like he seems to be sensing that people are criticizing him or questioning him, the media can say nothing and do nothing that was as loud a criticism as your own team made of you by not extending a fifth-year option. They're the ones who criticized you in such a manner that was a trillion times worse than anything anybody can say or insinuate. That's what I would say, Bob.
Yeah. Listen, Najee Harris is a very good running back. I will say that. He is. I think he's durable. He does a lot of good things. He gives you the short, especially in short yardage situations, he's a guy I would go to. I thought yesterday we saw something from him that we have not seen, which is ability to make people miss badly, the quote, break your ankle run, and also the burst.
That was a great run.
The burst. And underappreciated on that play is a block by Pat Freiermuth that after the first line of surge there, Freiermuth had to make a play or else he would have been knocked out of bounds, and he did. So I get that. It takes all 11. I know that. It does. When you're running the ball well, it takes everybody.
I think he gets defensive when all the
numbers are thrown at him. 27 for 61, as you said, or whatever it was.
If I gave you the numbers of Najee Harris's career on the day they drafted him, I would have said he wasn't worth a first-round pick. My feeling, and I argued to pick him at the time, is if you're going to take a running back in the first round, he better be a special kind of guy. In terms of heart and soul, Najee is that. But in terms of production, I feel like I could have gotten a lot of guys or could get a lot of guys to equal his actual production. Would you agree?
Yes, I would. And I would agree totally on that, I don't know unless it's somebody special. And I think he's, as I said, very good. I don't think he's in the mold of Jahmyr Gibbs or some of those guys that they have in the first round. I would not look to the first round to find running backs.
Me neither.
Generally don't. I think he's a really good running back, and I think he has a lot to offer a team. I do. But as far as the kind of money he may want, he ain't going to get it here.
Wonder Twin, give us the next one.
So here is Najee on some of the physical runs that he had against the Raiders and also a little bit of pushback with Jerry Dulac.
Outside, you put a nifty move on the guy. We got to keep pushing in and out, you know what I mean? And then it should be a domino effect. You know, the receivers do that. Tight ends make plays. Justin make plays. And, you know, it's just a domino effect. So really it's just to give a spark for the team.
You had those brutal runs
like that, but you bounced a touchdown outside. You put a nifty move on the guy in the open field another time. Do you feel that maybe you're a little more nimble when you run at times, you know?
I know what I could do, man. Like, I don't know what y'all trying to get out of me. I've been doing that since college. I've been doing that in the league. You know what I mean? It's just certain plays you can show more because, you know, you're more open space one-on-one. You know what I mean? Sometimes when the play is clogged, you ain't going to see me doing a move, you know what I mean, like that. Like, sometimes it's certain opportunities where you can make those type of moves. So I'm guessing you're talking about on that run where I broke. And yeah, I mean, I'm one-on-one with the corner. So that's something that me personally likes to have because those are opportunities I know I can win both running over or making a move, you know what I mean? So when that situation came, you know, I saw him playing a little bit more on the outside and didn't want me to get out to the edge. So I knew that if I make a move, I did actually last week against the Seahawks, or not last week, against the Cowboys on the, so man, I'm not good at interviewing, man, because I'm actually too honest with what I say, man, I don't have no filter. So, I mean, I'm trying to keep this stuff PG before I start cussing. So
So two things there too. I find him likable. I do. I find him likable in all his intensity. But if we're actually looking at the question, and it was a little bit garbled, Dulac, I think, said something to the effect like, you looked a little more nimble today. And Najee says, I don't know what you're trying to get at. To which I would answer, you almost never look like you looked like today. What was the difference? If you did look more like that more often, your own team would have you at least signed to a fifth year and probably to a long-term contract. Instead, they didn't even offer you that. You probably don't want to say that, Bob, or it gets real combative.
Well,
but come on,
I
don't know where
you would go away to an X.
I don't know what you're trying to get at. What do you mean? I'm trying to get at, you never look like you look today. You look like a breakaway runner.
The answer, he said the answer. The answer is, well, you know, most of the time I'm running up the middle or there's not a lot of opportunity to go out in that open space and show that I can make those plays, and I did today. So it's as simple as that. I had opportunities. I took advantage of it. I have more speed than you may think I have, but I need to have open alleys to get there. That's all.
I don't even think he had that many. He made great runs, man. Go look at that dive. That play was stopped. I hate the pitch play to Najee. I think running him outside is crazy, but he made a great play. It was good blocking.
Somebody miss right at the first point of contact.
There was a huge crowd around him.
And he juked a guy.
He got through it.
And then he got the nice block by Freiermuth, and that was the end of that. So
yeah.
But it was a different kind of running that we saw yesterday.
Please don't act like you don't know where the questions are coming from. You've hardly looked like that at any point in your whole career. It looked different today. Why? And I guess if I'm the running back there, I do take that as a criticism, but it's maybe a justified one in a way, right? Or at least a critique. Like, what was different about today than other days?
Well, again, I think one of his answers, he was talking about that. He said, it's not different. It's just 11 guys doing their job, and you guys always want to single me out, and it's about everybody. Okay, I get it.
But you're
the running back who is supposed to get the yards that they expect, which is, again, why they did not pick up your fifth-year option. If they were as impressed with you as you would have wanted them to be.
It's not just about the blocking. It's about vision.
Right.
It's about burst.
It's about hitting
the hole
quickly.
It's about raw speed. It's about all the things like that he hasn't displayed in his career. Sorry, but he just hasn't.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago against Indy, you had him running with Cordarrelle Patterson, seemingly the same plays against the same team. One guy was getting to the line in a split second, and Najee was hesitating.
Right. Yeah.
So it's complicated. There's a lot to love with Najee, and I do love a lot of what he brings, but he's not a great running back. He's not.
No, he's a
and
very
a lot
good
of nights
back.
He's not even a good running back.
But I think he is very good. I think he offers them an inside kind of presence.
Should they have given
need.
Him a fifth year?
No, I wouldn't have. But they, you know, Justin Fields didn't get a.
If he's a very good running back, why wouldn't you give him a fifth year?
Because running backs could be found a lot cheaper all over who can give you the same kind of production. I've always felt that about running backs. What I'm saying is they would rather allocate money in different directions. And why do it if you don't have to do it? They could find replacement running backs. That's all due respect to Najee, but you look around the NFL, you'll see them everywhere. Jaylen Warren's one right in your own backyard. You know, you found him out of undrafted status, came in, gave him an opportunity. Running backs are a different breed. If you're really elite, and he's not in that category for me, he's a very good running back. You'll talk about Saquon Barkley. You'll talk about Christian McCaffrey. You'll talk about Gibbs. You'll talk about others who are in that category. They can make things happen, and Barkley's been the best thing the Eagles did this whole offseason, I think. He's a large percentage of their offense. That's different. But I still have a lot of respect for Najee Harris, what he does, what he brings, complemented with somebody like Jaylen Warren. They could be very, very good in that run game, and that's what they're going to lean on when everybody's healthy, I think. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.